This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Search and rescue efforts resumed Thursday evening at the partially collapsed Florida condominium building after a 15-hour pause for safety concerns. The collapse of the 12-story beachfront building last Thursday killed at least 18 people and left 145 missing. The rescue operations unfolded on the same day that President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden visited the devastated community, meeting privately with families and then with first responders. Before visiting a memorial near the site of the tragedy in the oceanfront community, Biden announced that the Federal Emergency Management Agency will provide temporary housing and other urgent needs for those made homeless by the disaster. Hundreds of search and rescue personnel have painstakingly searched the rubble for potential signs of life, but no one has been rescued since the first hours after the collapse. The Boy Scouts of America has reached an agreement with attorneys representing some 60,000 victims of child sex abuse in what could prove to be a pivotal moment in the organization's bankruptcy case. Attorneys for the BSA filed court papers late Thursday outlining a restructuring support agreement with attorneys representing abuse victims. The BSA sought bankruptcy protection last year, moving to halt lawsuits and create a compensation fund for men who were molested as youngsters decades ago. And prosecutors in New York on Thursday issued indictments charging the Trump Organization, the company owned by former President Donald Trump, with operating a 15-year scheme to defraud the government, alleging that the organization compensated senior executives with off-the-books benefits. For more news, please join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. The Justice Department is halting federal executions. After historic use of a capital punishment by the Trump administration, which carried out 13 executions in 6 months, Attorney General Merrick Garland says he is imposing a moratorium on federal executions while the Justice Department conducts a review of its policies and procedures. Donald Trump's Justice Department resumed federal executions in July following a 17-year hiatus. No president in more than 120 years had overseen as many federal executions. President Joe Biden has said he opposes the death penalty and said his team vowed that he would take action to stop its use while in office. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Thursday named Republican Representative Liz Cheney and 7 Democrats to a new select committee to investigate the violent January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. The leader of the committee, Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson, said, "We have to get to the bottom of finding out all the things that went wrong on January 6th. Congresswoman Cheney is the lone Republican on the committee. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy threatened to strip Republicans of committee assignments if they accepted an appointment to this committee. Cheney has directly blamed former President Trump for the riot, saying he summoned the mob, assembled the mob, and lit the flame of this attack. The simmering war in Afghanistan, if official accounts were to be accepted, has killed more people last month than any other month since 2001, when the United States and NATO troops invaded the country. The New York Times, which keeps track of monthly casualties for government forces, reported the deaths of more than 700 security personnel and 200 civilians in insurgent attacks last month. The growing Taliban threat has fueled concerns that the insurgents intend to regain control in Afghanistan by force once all foreign forces leave the country by September 11th deadline set by President Biden. Afghans are increasingly criticizing the rapid withdrawal of foreign troops, fearing the return of the Islamist Taliban to power would undermine their freedom and rights. U.S. officials are reported as saying a small unit of 650 troops will stay on to guard the American embassy in Kabul. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I am Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.